other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had a caller call in earlier about a vote fraud, again, WorldNet Daily story, but it's 10 years old. I hadn't read it yet, but we did look it up. But it just shows how, yeah, Bill Clinton was mailing out for the Democratic candidate who was running against Bush. He was mailing out voter registration cards, illegal aliens. And that just shows how long all of this has been going on. Continuing here, Harry Reid, did he steal the Nevada election? We're going to be looking at that. Also, the Federal Reserve announcement coming up. European stocks in lower ahead of Fed announcement. That's set in the next 15, 20 minutes. We're watching that. We'll go to it live and cover it as soon as that unfolds. A lot of times they're late in their announcements. But I want to get through a bunch of your calls that have been holding right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray. Did I just talk to Ray in Texas? John, who's up first? Okay, Ray in Texas, you're up first. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, thank you for giving me the chance to briefly air an important local announcement that would otherwise fall through the cracks. At noon, tomorrow, Dr. Paul Conant, director of the Fluoride Action Network, is going to arrive in Austin on a book tour, and he's going to begin by speaking for 3 minutes at noon before the citizens' communication at the city council. That should be very special.
We've been wanting to get him on for a while, and he said wait till his book came out because all the documentation. And I'm going from memory, but it wasn't he one of the EPA top scientists that testified before Congress?
That's a different person. That in fact was Hersey, who you didn't get back with after he was canceled when it was storming in Washington D.C. Conant is a different person.
There's so many of these scientists I can't keep track of them all, but we'd like to get him in studio. If he can hold over until Friday, because it sounds like he can't come on because he's going to be at the city council.
Can I give you his a little more information real fast? After he does that, it's going to be followed by a string of events in the next few days, including a big event at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the UT Thompson Conference Center. He's going to talk, give a presentation. There will be a panel also, and his entire schedule can be found in a big ad we took out on page 26 of, I think it's still the current Austin Chronicle, the one that has Perry as a werewolf on the cover. And another place you can find his entire Austin schedule is at www. And this is all one world.
Well, I'll tell you, the Chronicle's just worthless. You guys have done better advertising here. I've been a big supporter of the local Austin Fluoride group exposing all of that. But listen, I appreciate your call. Like I told you, we'd like to try to get him in studio. But thank you so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Morgan in New York. Morgan, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you? First time caller, and I'm so anxious to speak with you every time I've called in. I've never gotten through. God bless you and everybody there at InfoWars. Congratulations on the money bomb. Alex, you know, I just have a couple quick comments, and then I'm going to get out of here because I know your time is very valuable. Pretty much, before I started listening to you, I came from a very, mainstream liberal family. You know, I was for illegal immigrants. I was against the Second Amendment. And you've totally opened up my eyes. I've always been a 9/11 truther since 2003. That's when I first found out about you at the five-year reunion there at Ground Zero when we marched in front of the Federal Reserve and let them know that we the people know what they're doing.
That's right. We marched to the real government, not to their puppets, and we let them know we're coming after them politically.
Yes, sir.
Well, stay there. I'm going to have you finish up, Morgan, and then I'm going to go quickly to Mike, Ronnie, John, and others. Then I've got to get into the election fraud, this big Federal Reserve announcement. It's all coming up. We're going to hurry through your calls on the other side. So stay there, Morgan. And each caller, have your point or question ready because I want to try to get to everybody ahead of this other news. And we'll continue with calls after that. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. We're supposedly 5-10 minutes away from the big Federal Reserve announcement. They've already telegraphed their intention to start monetizing $50 to $100 billion a month. That is, the Federal Reserve will buy U.S. Treasury bills basically with our tax money. We've got to pay it back, and then they get all the value. And on top of it, it will accelerate the devaluation of the dollar and all the nightmares that that will cause. We're going to get into, did Harry Reid steal Nevada? We're doing the Google search term, steal Nevada, today. It should be the number one search term by the next hour. It always takes about 3 hours for it to become the number one search term. I want to salute everybody that's taken action with this because, you know, I expose election fraud when Republicans cheated, and I'm exposing it when Democrats cheat. And all the evidence is there, and we're going to be going over that coming up. Morgan, finishing up your points real quick from New York. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, before I was, you know, knowing about 9/11 inside job, you know, I was very anti-America and anti this empire. But you've ignited the patriotism in me as an American, and I really appreciate
that.
Yeah,
we were taken over from within and used to empower the empire and to pay for it. But we ourselves are not the bad guys, except for not being informed and involved. And so the globalists create the empire, take over the world in our name, then demonize America and bring us down in the final phase.
Yeah, for sure. And basically, I mean, I got into you through YouTube. you know, watching the videos, and then I started listening to your free stream, and then I became a Prison Planet TV member because I was tired about hearing all these documents and these commercials and not being able to see it. So I signed up for the year membership, and before I was listening to you regularly, you know, my father-in-law, it was Christmas last year, he comes in with the H1N1 shot, you know, he just gave it to me, I was like, whatever. And then after listening to your show, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I let him do that to me.
Well, now we're vindicated again, and I appreciate your call, Morgan. It's confirmed that the H1N1 doubles your chances of getting the regular flu, lowers your immune system across the board, is filled with dangerous adjuvants. We've had medical doctors on, including the head of the EU program, Dr. Wolfgang Woudarg, and the head editor of the British Medical Journal. Almost a year after we exposed it, now mainstream news that it was deadly and caused seizures, brain damage, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré, the list goes on and on. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Wyoming. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex. I wanted to recommend to you and to your listeners a book that really was kind of the last piece of the puzzle for me. It's entitled They Own It All, subtitled By Means of Toxic Currency. And
by Ronald McDonald.
By Ronald McDonald and Bob Rowan, physician. Basically, it explains how the 1933 bankruptcy and switch, when they switched out our constitutional gold money for Federal Reserve notes.
You know, I haven't read that book, but I've scanned over it. I was given it a few weeks ago. I've heard about it off and on the last year. We're going to get Ronald McDonald on the show. That's it. We'll just get Ronald on.
Yeah, excellent idea. But it's a great book. It's a really easy read. You don't have to be an attorney or have a, you know, vast fund of legal knowledge to understand it. But basically it shows how being stuck with this foreign commercial paper, which is what Federal Reserve notes are, since the Fed is a foreign corporation, implicates us in international commerce and allows them to treat us as though we are merchants engaging in international commerce and subject us to these alphabet soup regulating agencies.
Yeah, this is a corporate system that is designed to create a black hole of debt that is impossible to pay back. They create the debt out of nothing. They get the whole world for nothing. As Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever let private banks control the issuance and of currency and credit, our progeny will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. And we are going into bondage. And it's all fraudulent, and we've got a race to educate people that it's a fraud. That's why Ron Paul and Rand Paul are so important. That's why the system hates them so much, so that people know what caused this. But what do you think, Mike, of the CNBC, MSNBC talking point now that the depression is about to be caused by Rand Paul?
Well, I mean, you know, their desperation is written all over them with moves like that. I mean, you don't have to be a mental giant to see through something as transparent as that. A man who isn't even in office, they're trying to stick him with the blame. You know, that's going to backfire big time. It just makes them look like idiots as well as hypocrites.
Well, it shows their disdain and contempt for their listeners. Do you agree with me that overall, even if a lot of these people are neocons posing as patriots, the fact that they now have to capitulate and admit world government, admit dollar devaluation is bad, Republicans have to at least say they're against open borders, the fact that they're having to take on everything we've always talked about shows how mainstream this awakening has become.
Oh, absolutely. They're having to divulge more and more about Freemasonry, about Skull and Bones, about all these secret societies that have such a pivotal role in advancing the world government, and because they know we're catching on to it, so they have to keep our interest by giving us a little red meat, and eventually they're going to, you know, the people are going to catch on to the fact that, hey, those guys out there that they've been painting as loonies for so long, they've actually been, you know, right on target. And, you know, it's the MSNBCs and the History Channels that have been feeding us nonsense for years.
Well, I'm going to get Kurt Nemo to write an article today, or Steve or Aaron, one of the writers, about how important it is to get Ron Paul to run for Speaker of the House. He's been there as long as Boehner. He's got a better record than Boehner. And positioning him for a run for the presidency, we need to push for Ron Paul to be the House leader, to be the speaker, not Boehner.
God, absolutely. Boehner is he's a loon. This is the man who cries at the drop of a hat. He's the consummate actor and liar.
Well, it's important, and you know, we've got another article. Several, Rand Paul promises to challenge GOP establishment, PrisonPlanet.com. Another key article, Ron Paul can beat Obama in 2012. That is so important for people to read this and see the points we've made and to get it out to everyone they know. I really do appreciate your call, Mike. Anything else? All right, Mike's gone. The Federal Reserve is set to make this announcement right now, but they're not making it, and that's normal. They usually make the decision behind closed doors. Yeah, it's not yet. So the Dow Jones is plunging right now ahead of the expectation that the Federal Reserve is going to announce quantitative easing, QE2, an acceleration of monetizing debt. They've been putting their toe in the water in the last 2 years buying hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. Treasury notes, but now they're saying, according to the reports we've read, and there are Federal Reserve heads in different regional banks who are criticizing it, but they're not voting members, saying this is going to kill the dollar and kill the economy. But it doesn't matter. The media is saying the Tea Party is going to do it. The media says the stock market in the U.S. is plunging because of the Tea Party having victory. But when you actually read the financial publications, it's because of the Federal Reserve and the uncertainty about what's going to happen. But the fact that many of them do believe that they're about to announce the acceleration of quantitative easing, i.e. monetizing debt, devaluing the dollar. Here's Wall Street Journal. European stocks in lower ahead of Fed announcement. European stock markets ended on weaker note today as uncertainty surrounding the outcome of the latest meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve overshadowed confidence about corporate earnings in the region. The Federal Open Market Committee is scheduled to announce its latest policy move after European markets closed. Investors remained uncertain how the Fed's policy would affect U.S. economic growth and financial markets. Markets largely took the expected Republican surge in the midterm elections in stride, choosing instead. Here it is. Let's go to the announcement.
That progress towards its policy objectives have been, quote, disappointingly slow, and it was taking this new step to promote a, quote, stronger pace of economic recovery and to help ensure that inflation over time is at levels consistent with its mandate. It also said that it will continue to reinvest proceeds from its maturing holdings of securities into new Treasury securities, longer-term Treasuries, at a rate of $250 billion to $300 billion over the same period. So the Fed total purchases here will be up to $900 billion over the next 8 months to help try to push interest rates even lower for mortgages, car loans, and business loans. The Fed said that currently unemployment rate is elevated and measures of underlying inflation are somewhat low relative to levels that the committee judges to be consistent over the longer term, over the longer run with its dual mandate. Although the committee anticipates a gradual return to higher levels of resource utilization in the context of price stability, it again said that progress towards its objectives have been disappointingly slow. On interest rates, keeping it at 0 to 0.25 for the Fed funds rate, the committee said that it continues to anticipate that economic conditions, including low rates of resource utilization, subdued inflation trends, and stable inflation expectations, are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels of the federal funds rate for an extended period. On its economic analysis, the FOMC said that information received since it met in September confirms that the pace of recovery in input and in employment continues to be slow. Household spending is increasing gradually, but remains constrained by high unemployment, modest income growth, lower housing wealth, and tight credit. Business spending on equipment and software is rising, though less rapidly than earlier in the year, while investment in non-residential structures continues to be weak. Employers remain reluctant to add to payrolls. Housing starts continue to be depressed. Longer-term inflation expectations have remained stable, but measures of underlying inflation have trended lower in recent quarters. The vote for this policy action today, 10-1, that with one dissenter, once again, Thomas Honig of the Kansas City Fed. Back to you.
Peter Barnes, thank you very much. There you go, everybody. $600 billion more dollars being put into the U.S. financial system, courtesy of the Federal Reserve. $75 billion a month, up to 8 months. That brings the total amount of Fed money that has been announced since the Lehman Brothers crisis to more than $2.3 trillion. Jeff Given, you
All
are
right.
the bond guy on the panel.
So, $75 billion, so it's going to be between $50 and $100 billion, and they can change that, but $75 billion a month over the next 8 months, and they give that directly to themselves. The banks will even clamp down more on lending. That spigot only goes to them, and so they get the money up front before it loses all the value, and they pass it on to you when it's devalued, and then you've got to pay them back in taxes. And the stock market began shooting back up. It's like, oh, our kings haven't announced what they're going to do, just showing how it's all a big casino in the sky, totally staged. It was plunging down. And then, oh, they came out and made the announcement that they were going to pump all this money in. And these big private central banks that are getting all this money, they go in and buy stocks. That's one of the big things they buy. So, oh, we're going to have $600 or more on top of all the other money. It's over $900 billion total. In the next 8 months, pumped in, a lot of it into stocks. You know, you're not going to be giving it in car loans or housing loans or business loans. No. And there is the chart right there. Like, blow that chart up. What period is that over? But you can see today how it was plunging. It shows how rigged it is. And then it just automatically just zooms back up with the stock market up 21 points. Well, that's the Dow Jones Industrial right there. So unbelievable, showing you how rigged these markets are. And imagine the insiders who started having their robo-computers dump stock right ahead of that to make others panic and start selling, and all the computer systems and smaller firms that are set to start selling when it plunges. And then they knew that minutes later the Fed would come out and announce what insiders wanted, and so it shoots right back up. I mean, that's like a few months ago with that 1,000-point drop in 10 minutes, and then it shoots right back up 900 points. I mean, you talk about corruption. We are seeing so much happen right now. I have the press release from the Federal Reserve. Get Kurt Nimmo to post this ASAP on Infowars.com. Thank you. Good job, Jaron. We did skip that network break, but station should be carrying this segment. We've got a regular local break coming up in T-minus 7 minutes, 15 seconds from now. I want to get into election fraud that is taking place as well, and all of your phone calls, people that are patiently holding right now. But that's the signal, and I would expect for this, who knows what they'll do in their manipulations the next few days, but I would expect for this to drive the dollar down big time and only intensify the global move by the Japanese, the Chinese, the European Union, the Russians, the Arabs, the Middle Easterners, the Latin Americans, everybody, away from the dollar. Because this is just like in Mexico. You go back over the last 50 years, every decade or so, they make the announcement that they are going to devalue their currency, and people start dumping the currency. So now we're going to pay our bills with just made-up money. It's only a fraction of it backed up by tax money, and don't worry, they're going to squeeze that out of you. They're going to squeeze that out of me. And the worse the economy gets, the more they'll accelerate the debt. And then if somebody like Rand Paul or Ron Paul comes out and says, hey, we need to stop this, you're the one that caused the depression. Well, wait, I'm not even in office yet. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go ahead and just read this press release right now, then we'll get into your phone calls and election fraud in the next segment. This released by the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. They had a 10-to-1 vote on this. The Kansas City Fed head said no to it. Information received since the Federal Open Market, and most of this is lies. They say inflation is low. We've already got incredible food going up, gas going up, gold going up, silver going up, all of this stuff going up. And there is some depressionary trends and deflationary trends in housing, but that's only in one bubble sector. Overall, they're trying to balance all this out and consolidate wealth. It's not working, but I'm sorry, I digress. For immediate release, Information received since the Federal Open Market Committee met in September confirms the pace of recovery in output. Oh, there's a recovery. And they tell you that unemployment's less than 10%, too. They just lie. The pace of recovery in output and employment continues to be slow. Household spending is increasing gradually, but remains constrained by high unemployment, modest income growth, incomes down, lower housing wealth, and tight credit, because you got all the money banks, but you won't give it out. Business spending on equipment and software is rising, though less rapidly than earlier in the year. Well, that's because they gave you a bigger tax credit on being able to buy equipment. You can write that off. Business spending on equipment and software is rising, though less rapidly than earlier in the year, while investment in non-residential structures continues to be weak. Well, it's weak in residential as well. Employers remain reluctant to add to payrolls, one grain of truth. Housing starts continue to be depressed, that's true. Longer-term inflation expectations have remained stable. That's a lie. But measures of underlying inflation have tended lower in recent quarters, not true. Consistent with the statutory mandate, the committee seeks to foster maximum employment and price stability. Currently, the unemployment rate is elevated, and measures of underlying inflation are somewhat low. Relative to levels that the committee judges to be consistent over the long run with its dual mandate. Although the committee anticipates a gradual return to higher levels of resource utilization in a context of price stability. Oh, we got real price stability, folks. No, we don't. Progress towards its objectives have been disappointingly slow. To promote a stronger pace of recovery, you got to love this doublespeak, to promote a stronger pace of recovery, economic recovery, and to help, now this is the big issue right here, to promote a stronger pace of recovery and to help ensure that inflation over time is at levels consistent with its mandate, the committee decided today to expand its holdings of securities, i.e. U.S. Treasuries. The committee will maintain its existing policy of reinvesting principal payments from its security holdings. But they're not keeping their same policy. They're expanding it. Yeah, they've had quantitative easing. Now they're expanding it. In addition, the committee intends to purchase a further $600 billion of long-term Treasury securities by the end of the second quarter of 2011. That's the next 8 months. A pace of about $75 billion per month. The committee will regularly review the pace of its securities purchases and the overall size of the asset purchase program in light of incoming information. You watch, they're going to accelerate it now that they've made the announcement. It'll probably be $150 billion by the middle of next year per month. And we'll adjust the program. See? And we'll adjust the program as needed to best foster maximum employment and price stability. Oh, yeah, monetizing the debt will only make prices go up. That isn't price stability. The committee will maintain a target range for the federal funds rate of 0 to 1.4% and continues to anticipate that economic conditions. So having low interest rates will further devalue the dollar on top of monetization. That's a double whammy. Including low rates of resource utilization, subdued inflation trends, and stable inflation expectations, another lie, are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels for the federal funds rate for an expanded period. So they're telling you you're going to get low interest rates. Not if you're not a mega bank. Yeah, they get it for zero or, 0.1%. Your credit, many credit cards have gone above 30%. Rates are going up everywhere. Even if you got incredibly good credit, rates are going up. So all of this money and all of these interest rates being low, that only affects the ultra rich and the insiders. It's just amazing to watch them do this. And right now the stock market went way down 20 minutes ago. It shot back up 10 minutes ago. Now it's going back down. I mean, it's just total roller coaster. The committee will continue to monitor the economic outlook and financial developments and will employ its policy tools and necessary to support the economic recovery and to help ensure that inflation over time is at levels consistent with its mandate. Voting for the FOMC monetary policy action were Ben Espernacki, Chairman, William C. Dudley, Vice Chairman, James Bullard, Elizabeth A. Drake, Sandra Penalato, Sarah Bloom, Raskin, Eric S. Rosgren, Daniel K. Tarullo, Kevin M. Warsh, and Janet L. Yellen. Voting against the policy was Thomas M. Honing. Mr. Honing believed the risks of additional securities purchases outweighs the benefits. Mr. Honing also was concerned with the continuing high level of monetary... We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, the magnitude of this is even hard to express verbally. But the Federal Reserve has monetized hundreds of billions of dollars of made-up debt. They are now giving themselves $600 billion, at least, they say it may be more, in the next 8 months. Remember, $887 billion turned into $28 trillion. That's Bloomberg, with the banker takeover, known as the bailout 2 years ago. And now they're saying $600 billion or more, but they won't tell Congress where the money goes. I mean, these people are just incredible swindlers. So it's not just the Chinese communists that have our debt. Soon the Federal Reserve will be the biggest donor. Because the Chinese and the Europeans and the Russians and the Japanese and the Arabs, they're done because our government's devaluing. And the Chinese are saying, stop it. Stop it. We've bought all your debt. Don't devalue your dollar. And the Fed says, we run this country. Our public is starting to wake up. We put a police state in place. You know, a surveillance system, we're going to be able to control this, and we got nuclear weapons, so shut up, nobody's going to stop us. Now, I want to get into election fraud, but first I'm going to rampage through 5-6 callers. I'm going to give each person about a minute, no matter how good the call is, because I got to get to the next person. But I do want to briefly tell you about Interfood. You heard Mike Adams, the preeminent expert on whole foods. This is 20 superfoods, 2 little scoops in the morning in your juice or your water, and you get almost 100% absorption. Find out about the 20 key botanical superfoods that are in each scoop at innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, or 866-762-9238, and ask them about discounts for Alex Jones listeners, like the Alex Jones combo on the coconut, organic coconut milk. They've got healthy, infused with minerals and nutrients, coffee. They got a great line of products at innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. One word, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath, and filters. All the filters are made in the USA. USA. Did I tell you they're made in the USA? We look for sponsors that are made in the USA. It's hard, but we find them. Check out their banners on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. If you have children and you're not filtering your water with the proper filters, you are crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is nuts. The tap water is so full of garbage, it will make anybody's head spin. Okay, I want to get into election fraud in the time we've got left, about 25 minutes here. But let's hurry now to your phone calls. I'm going to go to John in Texas first. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Real quick, Dr. Horowitz, are you going to have him on again anytime soon?
No, and I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for the call, John. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, you know that I've been attacking and exposing Obama as a disguised neocon even before he was nominated, even before he was inaugurated. So I can't be accused of being a pro-Democrat. But I believe that, and you can find much of this information on globalresearch.ca. And I really applaud your valuable populism in exposing the false flag terrorism around the world, the phony terror war. But on the other hand, I think it's reached the tipping point now where you're supporting actual neocons in the Tea Party movement, warmongers, those in the military-industrial complex, and to some extent demonizing China, as you've just pointed out, which has been financing our wars for all these years, has been propping up, taking our funny money, our rubber money, for their durable goods, and finally is realizing that our noose is tightening around them, building bases and fleets to attack and build up all of their enemies in that region.
Okay, John, I got to move quick, and I appreciate your call. So I got to get to everybody here and cover this news. Briefly, John, I was sent a clip of you, because John's been calling for 6-7 years, on another show, saying that I supported the Israeli attack on the flotilla. And that's another hoax and another lie. Okay, I decried it and said it was wrong and was an escalation. Okay, and I've heard your calls 10, 15 times in the last year about Rand Paul being a warmonger. Rand Paul was attacked by Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and others. They came and campaigned and pumped money into the guy against him, and they went against him. He has said, oh, I support defense, but I want to cut defense spending, and I don't want to start all these wars. Okay, Rand Paul wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve that runs the whole show. Okay? And so I've heard it from you. I might as well just go back and find a tape of it and play it again. I've heard it from you over and over. Okay? And it's intellectually dishonest by people that are jealous and other talk show hosting people who don't like the fact that we're reaching millions of people to lie about what I say and what I stand for. And people who say that I said, if you're a critic of Israel, you're mentally ill. I said that if you say I work for Israel, or that I am financed by Israel, when it's a complete lie. The big Israeli-financed ADL attacks me, Southern Poverty Law Center, all of it. I'm against these wars. I was against what happened in Lebanon. I'm against what happened in Gaza. And it can't be clearer. But it's this religion of people saying, I'm right, I'm the biggest Israel hater in the world, and Alex is bad. Well, good then, okay? Good. Sit there and lie about me all day. Make up whatever you want. What I cover and what I say is on record, and people know that. Okay? So that's the last straw with you, John. I'm not going to sit here and hear this. I'm saying we need Ron Paul in there for speaker. I'm saying we need to not get Rick Perry in there. I'm exposing the real neocons. The fact is, the Tea Party's having to talk about world government and the New World Order and the Federal Reserve. We've now pushed it to the point where it's becoming mainstream. And we've got this loser mentality that we could never take the government back, and we could never affect change, and we could never have a big effect, and that anyone who has success isn't real. Bull, baloney, garbage. Okay? It's that simple. It is total, absolute baloney. Okay? I mean, this whole show exposing John Boehner, this whole show exposing all this stuff, and it's just amazing that the system pulled out all the stops. I mean, they clearly cheated in Nevada with Harry Reid against Sharon Angle. And yeah, some of these Republicans are, you know, pro-warish or whatever, and I'm against those wars. The point is, you have admitted that you're a communist. You've called probably 100 times over the years, and you like government health care, and you like all this stuff. I don't. Okay? So, whatever. You know, Ron Paul exposes the CIA drug dealing, so do I, and to sit there, because I've heard it before from you, and say, you're espousing CIA propaganda. Baloney. Baloney. Okay? I'm here trailblazing, waking up the most people thanks to my listeners spreading the word. Okay, now I've got to really go fast. It's just so irritating, you know, to hear his voice when I've heard it squeaking out there. Just lie about me all day. Tell some more lies. You know, go crazy. Just tell more people about my show. Get the name spelled right. Alexander Emmerich Jones. Tell everybody about it. Tell them how bad I am. Please continue. Send everybody to InfoWars.com and PresentBunna.com, where they'll find out what I really stand for. Let's talk to Paul in Jersey. You're on the air, Paul.
Hi, Alex. I'm moving to a new town in New Jersey, and I was doing research on the fluoride levels. I filter all my water anyway, but I just wanted to check. And I found a report by the New Jersey Division of Family Health Services listing all the fluoride levels in New Jersey.
Yes.
And there's over 1,100 unique districts that have a unique water composition.
Yeah, one part per million of sodium fluoride reduces IQ by more than 10 points. That's, you can just search fluoride IQ levels. That's mainline news. Many cities have as high as 5 parts per million. What's the highest you see there in Jersey?
The highest is it's Ancora Psychiatric Hospital for the Criminally Insane. It's where they send the Michael Myers of New Jersey. That is number one out of 1,100 with 2.4 parts per million.
Isn't it funny that they give the mental patients fluoride knowing it was first used in mental hospitals over 100 years ago and then used by the Soviets and the Nazis?
It's listed as number one, and New Jersey has the second lowest fluoride levels in the nation. There's only about 20 towns that have over one part per million. And there's three towns that have over two, and the highest is 2.4 parts per million for a psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane. And
isn't that interesting? Yeah, they're force drugging all of us, and now they're on the news saying we need to put lithium in the water to make everybody calm. Oh, and fluoride is helping you. It's a cognitive enhancer. I appreciate your call. I mean, did you have a question, Paul?
You can find it if you Google New Jersey Division Family Health Services fluoride levels, you can find their report. Look it up.
Sure, it's the health department set up for eugenics over 100 years ago in the U.S. that carries out the secret taking of blood from newborn babies, all of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Florida. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. Turn that radio off. Go ahead.
All right. I'm telling you, I think there's been a lot of chicanery down here in Florida with the Senate race. I don't trust Marco Rubio. I think he might be a neocon because go to dailypaul.com/node/147239.
Yeah, the best way is just give us the headline. People can't find it with a URL. What's the headline?
Well, it's a Daily Paul article about.
I know. What's the headline?
Pulling up. He brought cap and trade to Florida with a legislation that gave the Florida Energy Commission the ability to set up a blueprint for it.
That's horrible news. So what's the headline? Well, look, That's what I said. We're going to find out who's good and who's bad, and if the neocons are able to take over the Tea Party. It's a true populist movement. They're trying to take control of it. We're in a battle, and we need to, and there it is. What's up with Marco Rubio? And then if you click, it'll take you to the full article and whoever wrote it. It's Current Events wrote it. So you can go to Current Events and, I guess that's the section it's in. Well, I'll have to look that up. Anything else?
Well, the Daily Paul article links to all the legislation, but the weirdest part is in 2008, the Florida Energy Commission, when the legislation passed, was headed up by Harvey Rubin, who is a member of the UN Agenda 21.
Horrible news. Guys, print me all the links to legislation. Print it all. Absolutely. That's what we're going to have to do is expose these people. Thank you so much. If that's true, that's super bad news. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to, you know what? I promised to get to this. It's been our top story. I've mentioned it all day. And then we'll get to more phone calls if we have time here. I kind of got sidetracked. Now, again, the Google search term today is Steel Nevada, S-T-E-L, Nevada, and the alternate search is Reed Steel Nevada. Did Harry Reid steal Nevada? 5-point margin of victory, highly suspicious, given pre-election polls showing angle ahead, combined with reports of vote flipping on machines controlled by Reid's son and serviced by corrupt pro-Reid union. And remember, Sharon Angle was against eugenics and fluoride in the water. See, these candidates aren't perfect, but if they know you're a real person, they go after you. A serious investigation into potential vote fraud needs to be launched immediately in Nevada. After incumbent Harry Reid beat Tea Party candidate Sharon Angle by a clear 5 points, despite pre-election polls showing Angle 4 points ahead, amid suspicions, evidence of vote flipping and other dirty tricks on behalf of the Reid campaign last week that were dubbed criminal by Angle's campaign attorney. She said in the headline, Reid is going to steal this election. Angle clearly had the momentum going into the election, having come from behind to take the lead over the Senate Majority Leader. 4 separate Rasmussen polls, which are highly respected, prior to the election, had Angle ahead. 2 weeks before Super Tuesday, she held a 50% to 47% lead over Reid. 1 week prior to voting, on October 26, her lead was extended to 4 points, with Angle at 49 and Reid at 45. The race was tight, but surveys clearly showed that Angle was generally and gradually extending her lead as each week went by. To have a 9-point swing from Angle enjoying a 4-point lead just a week before the election to Reid winning the seat by a clear 5 points is highly suspicious, especially given the chicanery, there's that word again, that came to light just last week. 9 points is not within the margin of error for polls, especially those conducted by Rasmussen. Yeah, he's down by 4, he wins by 5, that's 9, which is considered to be one of the most, if not most, credible polling agency out there. When early voting started last week, reports out of Clark County, home to 3/4 of Nevada's residents, that's where the main city of Las Vegas is, indicated that electronic voting machines were automatically checking Harry Reid's name on the ballot. That was all over mainstream news. Thousands of people reported it. The technicians that serviced those electronic voting machines were the pro-Reid SEIU, the folks always caught beating people up, the International Service Employees International Union, the same corrupt union that was behind thousands of bogus voter registration forms across the nation. The SEIU spent $44 million during the election cycle, nearly all of which went to Democrats. It continues. White House political director Patrick Gaspard is formerly the SEIU's top lobbyist, and former SEIU President Andy Stern was the most frequent visitor to the White House last year, as the Gateway Pundit. Furthermore, the county commissioner for Clark County is none other than Harry Reid's son, Rory, and he runs the election. Got the union, got his son. In response to the allegations, as well as Reid's offer of free food and gift cards for people who voted, a move some slammed as bribery, yet violates election laws, Angle campaign attorney Cleta Mitchell wrote in a fundraising letter that Reid intended to, quote, steal this election if he can't win it outright. As a result, quote, we need to deploy literally dozens of election law attorneys and poll watchers to combat these tactics at a cost of nearly $80,000, wrote Mitchell. That's over and above our current budget. We need to raise $80,000. We need to do it right now. This was 2 weeks ago. Because even at the time of me writing this, Harry Reid and his machine are trying to steal this election, adding that the Reid campaign was engaged in, quote, dirty tricks and criminal tactics. Now, where is Sharon Engel today? In fact, I checked this morning. It wasn't there. Can somebody search Sharon Engel challenges election results? Will you search that right now for me? Because I don't want to attack her and say she's laying down if it isn't true. You need to call Sharon Engel's office and say, look, we gave you money, we supported you, and now it looks like there's clear fraud, and we know there's conflict of interest. What are you doing? You've got to stand up for the election process. And again, I did this back when Democrats were being cheated. In 2000, 2004. Facts are facts, ladies and gentlemen. When the powerful are threatened, they will do anything to retain their position, concluded Mitchell in the letter. Where there's smoke, there's fire. We have evidence of voting tampering before the election, and lo and behold, establishment candidate Reid manages to pull a 9-point turnaround to save his seat using the electronic voting machines controlled by his own son and serviced by the corrupt union members loyal to him who've been caught out there with all this fake voter registration. There clearly needs to be an urgent and thorough investigation in a Nevada vote to maintain the integrity of the entire election process. The Engel campaign should immediately push for a full criminal investigation into potential vote fraud on behalf of Reid and his cronies. We'll be right back with more of your calls, some other key election news. I'll recap. Stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with more analysis and all the things that are happening. We got Ron Paul getting lined up, Rand Paul next week. We've got Judge Napolitano. a lot of other big guests. Next week's going to be Powerhouse. We only got in a little bit of these last week, and we had so many orders for them. Some of the orders are behind because we ran out. We just got thousands and thousands more in to fill all the orders and any other orders that come in. It is here. What in the world are they spraying? We've gotten really good about always having stuff on hand and shipping it out right away, but we just ordered less than we needed. I apologize for some people that are waiting on them, but they're coming out to you right now because we just sold more than we thought we would. What in the world are they spraying? G. Edward Griffin, Michael Murphy, and Paul Wittenberger, amazing film on geoengineering. And I'll show people the document cam shot. Again, we've got a whole bunch of these for folks available right now at Infowars.com. And we're having Christmas specials, the biggest we've ever had. Buy one, get three free of the Obama deception. Buy one, get three free for Invisible Empire. Buy one, get three free for Fall of the Republic. Just we've never had this many specials. Just spilt water all over the desk. We've never had that many specials as we have right now at Infowars.com. And I just want to thank everybody that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank everybody that spreads the word about the broadcast. We couldn't do any of this without your support, so God bless you. But check out all the new specials at Infowars.com, or you can call and ask about them, 888-253-3139. We also have the new film, Enemy of the State, that I'm in, that's even better than with the actual material in it. I think Camp FEMA was produced better, but Enemy of the State part two of that is more powerful info. There's some red-handed info in that film, also available at Infowars.com. Oliver in Utah, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to talk to you about numerology a little bit. The other day, somebody called about 9/11 being reversed, so it would be November 9th. 2010, and he kind of stole my thunder, but then it bothered me a little bit. But then I thought, what we really need to steal is the thunder of the elite, if they were planning to do something on that day or not. And then the other thing I wanted to mention really quick, because I was listening to an MP3 by Myron Fagan, and also linking it a little bit with Lindsay Williams about how they're going to raise the gas price. And if you see in that movie, I Am Legend, when everything came down, you could see in one shot, there's this gas station that's showing the gas price at $6 something, you know?
Yeah, they love to tell you when they're going to release the bioweapon. They love to plant little things in movies, and they've been caught doing that before. We don't know if I Am Legend has implanted that. But notice the government makes everybody take an anti-cancer vaccine, and it causes almost the entire population to die. But a small percentage don't die. They become psychopathic killers. And it's a very scary film. It's a remake of The Last Man on Earth. That was also remade in The Omega Man with Charlton Heston. But, yes, I did notice that, actually, watching I Am Legend a few years ago on the treadmill.
Yeah, it's the price of gas relates to what Lindsay Williams said, and also, you know, the 666, if you read it, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's all very, very scary. Oliver, I appreciate your call. I don't have time to jam in Randy, Tim, and Rob, and others, but if you call back tomorrow, we're going to be live. We're going to have open phones again. And then on Friday, and then, of course, on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., with the abbreviated Sunday broadcast. I come in here live and appreciate all of you that join us. Time will tell what happens with this election. And we're going to have time to look at all these candidates that have won, time to look at the dirty tricks that were played with Harry Reid and others. Didn't even get into a lot of the clear fraud against Tom Tancredo for governor in Colorado. But we've got to stand up for the integrity of the election system, and we've got to continue to try to get patriots into office. Some of them won't be perfect. Some will get bought off. But the fact is, these issues we cover that are real issues are becoming mainstream, and all of you, I salute all of you for the great work you've done, including my crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.